Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the Dolat Industries Limited earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shreya Baheti from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you, Shreya.
Thank you, Ali. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Anand Rathi, I welcome you all for Q1 conference call for Dolat Industries. From the management side, we have Mr. Ankit Gupta, President Marketing, and Mr. Ajay Patodia, CFO. We will start with opening remarks from the management and then go forward with the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shreya. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the entire management team at Dolat Industries, I welcome you all to the first quarter FY23 post-results conference call. We have continued on our growth path and the tone set in the previous year for growing our revenue, growing distributors under our Project Lakshya, expanding our channel financing scheme to the distributors, and increasing our EBOs. The company has given robust performance in terms of revenue as well as volume growth. Our total revenue has shown a growth of 77.13% year-on-year, led by volume growth of  54% year-on-year. Our EBITDA has shown a growth of 9.71% in comparison to the same quarter last year, but EBITDA margin has declined on account of increase in the advertisement expenditure as well as the fluctuation in the raw material prices, which is still very dynamic. In current quarter, we have spent around rupees 35 crores on advertisement, whereas it was rupees 14.65 crores in the same quarter last year. This expenditure was mainly in sponsoring IPL 2022, launching of our new TVC for Dolat Women, and the campaign for completion of 50 glorious years of Dolat Industries Limited. We are sure that this advertisement expenditure will give us the future benefits and mileage over next 3 to 4 quarters. This is a large one-time expense and is non-recurring in forward quarters. For the FY23, we are maintaining a target of our advertisement expenditure at around 5-5.5% of our total revenue. Our domestic sales shown a growth of 81%, while export sales was 36%. And modern trade e-commerce sales showed a growth of 112% on year-on-year basis. Apart from our flagship brand Dolat Man and Dolat Always, we have seen a good traction towards our Dolat Woman brand and premium brand Force Next. And both the brands have given a good growth in terms of volume. Force Next has given a volume growth of 95%, whereas Dolat Woman has given a growth of around 65%. During the quarter, the number of distributors under Project Lakshya increased to 174 versus 142 as on 31st March 22. This means we added around 32 distributors in a single quarter. We have also started rolling out this project in Odisha, in the state of Odisha and Bihar. Our efforts towards channel financing scheme for our dealers continue to see a good traction. We have received positive response of 250 dealers, out of which 160 dealers are already on board and the others will be onboarded within a short span of time. We expect to onboard several more distributors every quarter and will continue to improve our receivables and overall working capital requirement. Our debtor days reduced by 1 day, which was 31st March, stands at around 98 days after the completion of the first quarter. On our EBO front, we have launched 2 new EBOs during the quarter, one in Tilaknagar, Delhi, and the other one in Alwar, Rajasthan. We are aiming to add 25 plus EBOs during the year. Thank you all. Now, I would hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patodia, to highlight the company's financials.
Thank you, Ankit ji. Good morning to everyone. The company has posted robust performance for the quarter 1 FY23, led by the escalated demand across categories. Our revenue for the quarter issued at rupees 363.99 crores as against rupees 205.49 crores, registering a growth of 77% compared to the same period last year. The growth was led by strong demand across our product folio and increased share of value-added products. Our EBITDA for the quarter issued at rupees 39.77 crores, registering a growth of 9.7% as compared to 36.25 crores during same period last year. Our quarterly profit before tax, which issued at rupees 32.53 crores, showed a growth of 5% as compared to rupees 31.05 crores for quarter 1 FY22. Profit after tax for quarter 1 FY23 stand at rupees 27.87 crores. Further, we have seen a growth of 20.60% in our PAT as compared to last year same period. PAT margin for quarter 1 FY23 stood at 7.66% as compared to 11.25% in Q1 FY22. Now moving on to the brand-wise contribution for quarter 1 FY23, our Big Boss brand contribute around 46%, EC around 9%, our regular brand Dollar Always contribute around 39%, and Dollar Socks around 1.5%, and our premium brand around 3.5%. I now open the forum for question and answer.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankit Babel from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sir, a couple of things. So, since our margins have been lower in Q1 because of higher advertisement and higher raw material cost, given this fact, what kind of full-year margins you are targeting now in this year versus your earlier guidance of around 17%?
So, hi, Ankit. The thing is that with regards to EBITDA margin, our initial guidance was somewhere around 16.5-17%. We still aspire to be there on a yearly basis. But the market has been so dynamic and there has been a lot of fluctuations in terms of cotton prices and the yarn prices. Plus, in the first quarter, we advertised a lot, due to which the margins are looking a bit on the lower side. So we aspire to be there on a yearly basis. We still are. But we won't really want to comment on that right now as a guidance because the things are really very dynamic right now. Although the demand side is pretty good, there is a consumer demand in the market, no doubt in that. But with regards to the raw material prices, it's very fluctuating right now because we saw a dip in the cotton prices, but again, it rose by some amount in last 5-10 days. So it's really, it would be very harsh if I give guidance on it, but yeah, we really aspire to be at 16.5-17%.
Okay, and in Q1, you have already done 35 crores of advertising. So in absolute terms, what is your target for this full year in advertising?
As I told, it should be somewhere around 5.5% on a yearly basis, somewhere around that only, which would amount to somewhere around 75-80 crores.
Okay. So, and this advertisement, you believe, is now at peak and next year, I mean, it will be in the range of 60-70 crores or you believe that it will increase from here on?
So, as a percentage of sales, we'll try to maintain somewhere around 5-5.5%, not below that.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, your working capital has been increasing. I understand there is a one-day improvement in debtor days, but the inventory is increasing. That also I understand because of seasonality. But are we on track on a yearly basis to bring down the working capital by around 15 days on a yearly basis?
So this year target, what we have set is 10 days reduction in the working capital cycle overall, this particular fiscal, and we are on track. This is just a seasonality and due to raw higher stocking up of raw material in the earlier days, due to which our overall inventory days seems a bit high. It was initially our working capital days as on March was 109 days, which is currently at 122 days. So this increase is just seasonal increase. The thermal sale will start happening from the month of September onwards. There will be a decline in the inventory days going ahead.
Okay, and just last one small clarification. So, I mean, this out of this 35 crores, how much was one-time expenditure in advertising? Which you believe is non-recurring?
Ankit, this is Ajay Patudia. Basically, we are going advertise. Our advertisement budget is for the quarter one and quarter three only, mainly in our industry. Basically, advertisement budget is especially more less in quarter two and quarter four. So it is not one-time type of call, but since IPL this season is one time in this year, next year we repeat again. And this in this quarter, mainly electronic media advertisement is mainly doing, so that the expenses looking more with respect to total budget.
Okay, and sir, have you taken any price hikes recently, or are you planning to take any price hike?
We already take the price hike in the first week of April.
Uh-huh.
Fluctuation in the cotton prices and yarn prices, we don't take another price hike which is to be taken in the first week of July. Due to price hike in the April, we already get our gross margin increased by 1.5% from last quarter, March quarter.
Yeah.
So, in coming future, it is depend only on the movement of the raw material cost, actually.
Basically, so I understand why I was asking, because you would be having some high-cost inventory. So, can it impact your gross margins in Q2?
No. Because basically in thermal wear, yeah, winter wear product, the product margin level is more than the normal our...
There will be no such decline that we see in the gross margin levels in Q2.
Oh, okay. That's it, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bajrang Vafna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for the good growth that has been achieved during this quarter. Yes, we have certain disappointment in terms of margins, but as you highlighted that it is purely because of some IPL related advertisement expenses, which was almost 20 crore higher year-on-year. So if we try to adjust that, hopefully we have achieved the margins that we have guided, around 17%. So now if we go into next three quarters and if we go by the run rate of, let's say, 15 crore kind of run rate every quarter, hopefully second quarter will show us, the due margins, which probably the analyst community is expecting. But on the growth front, since the first quarter, we have almost seen 77% kind of growth on the top line. And remaining three quarters where we have some seasonal advantage in terms of winter wear, which is going to come up in second and third quarter. So can you guide something like 20% plus growth is achievable, during this financial year? And if so, then, if you could just guide which segments you are seeing could drive, this sort of growth, because we have added a lot of, other varieties in our bucket, like this women's and a lot of other segments which have been added in the recent past. So if you could broadly guide us, some contours that how this growth is going to be achieved in this year will be really helpful.
Thank you, Bajrangji, for your question. See, overall, on a yearly basis, we stand at 15 to 17% kind of revenue growth. That would be the guidance we would like to give. Apart from that, the categories that are doing really well is the premium segment Post Next, and Dollar Woman is also doing really good. We are getting a very good feedback for the Brazier segment also, which we launched in the month of April. And we just launched in three states currently, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and Jharkhand. Till now, these three states have been given the product, and the market feedback is really good with respect to the product quality and the pricing that we have done. Apart from that, the newer categories that we are going to add in the fourth quarter by, let's say in the month of February, by the end of this fiscal, we are going to add the activewear and dollar woman athleisure. So these are the two product categories which was not there earlier, and dollar woman athleisure was there but in bits and bits. So now the full range of dollar woman athleisure will also come into the market. We will be launching in the month of February or so. And we are going ahead with the activewear also, which is now on the trend. People are getting more health conscious and going to the gym, and they prefer dry fit material over a pure cotton kind of a material. Today's youth wants that particular product. So that's what our research says, and that's why we are going ahead with those categories as well. So these are the product developments that we are coming forward with. Apart from that, on an overall growth level, we would be somewhere around 15-17%.
Okay, and this woman category, which is now contributing almost 10% to our overall pie, can we see this number moving in next 2 to 3 years to a some sizable number? Like in men segment, we have a very decent revenue profile as of now. So this woman can do this sort of I would say magic for us, maybe next 2 to 3 years perspective?
The target target to get the women segment in prominence is our focus point. Definitely it's our focus point. But the thing is that when we talk about the on a volume basis, so the volume for Big Boss, Dollar Man and Dollar Always, like the regular economy range of product, is so high that the percentage change which is being seen is not much. It is non-differential, I would say, even though we are at 9.5%. But by FY25, we are hoping that we'll make this a 200-250 crore business, this Dollar Woman. But when we see it as a percentage of sales, it will be somewhere around 11.5%.
Okay, got it. And any development on this GV side, which you could highlight, both on the export side, how our strategy is going to pay off, and this GV developments. That's all from my side.
So on a JV side, since towards the end of the third quarter only, the new partner came in, Goat Brand Lab. And for the first quarter revenue, we have seen 175% kind of a growth from 1.29 crores in the first quarter last year to 3.56 crores this quarter. And the gross margins have also improved. Apart from that, we are seeing a very good traction on the online sales part, and both the teams, like Dollar and Goat Brand Labs, are working together to increase the direct to consumer model a bit strong for the Pepe innerwear and the athleisure segment that we have. Apart from that, we are also trying to increase our distributor base for this particular product range and for the JV company.
Okay, and export traction, how do you see that segment?
So exports have grown by 36% as compared to last year, and we are seeing good traction and good demand from the export side as well.
Okay. Thanks and all the best for future quarters.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you can detail the volume growth across the category.
So, as for the volume growth, Dollar Man saw a volume growth of around 49%. Dollar Always saw a volume growth of 52%. Dollar Woman saw a growth of 65%. Sports Next 95%. Socks was 290%, which is still very small currently. And we saw a degrowth in Force Gover and Champion because we are in Force Gover we are trying to subdue the product range and add it to the athleisure segment which we have in Dollar Man. So it is as per the plan. Apart from that, so overall the volume growth is 54%. Hello.
So if you can segregate on mass, mid premium as well as premium category, volume growth.
So
Hello.
Yeah, I don't have that segregation ready with me right now. But on a value basis, our premium segment for Q1 FY23, our premium was 11%, mid premium was 50%. And economy range was 38%.
Okay, sir, you just talked about that export sales have grown 36%. So what is the export contribution overall?
8%.
Okay. And so when you talked about that there will be a 10 days reduction in working capital cycle, so how much that would come from the debtor side and how much from the inventory side?
Basically 6 to 7 days for from data and 3 to 4 days from the inventory side.
Okay, and sir, how is the RM inflation eased off during Q2? How much it is eased off?
Sorry, how much?
How much the raw material prices have eased off on a quarter on quarter basis?
Currently, we have a WIP stock of around 40% and FG stock of 60%.
And so, have you seen any cool off in the raw material price?
Yeah, initially, there was some amount of dip in the raw material prices. But again, in last 5 to 6 days, it has increased. So, it is still fluctuating and commenting anything on that will be hard as of now.
Okay, so we won't be taking any price hike currently, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Participants to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kunal Mehta from H&M Finance and Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good sir. I'm actually recently I started following the company. Can you just dwell on your channel financing thing, sir? Can you spend some 2-3 minutes on that? That will be really helpful. Thank you.
Regarding channel financing scheme, we have the tie-up with the ICICI Bank. In this scheme, we provide the portal to our distributor at bare minimum level interest cost, around 8%. And if any dealer want to join our board DFS scheme, he has to apply with the ICICI Bank, and ICICI Bank with the comfort letter from our side and after their civil take from the regulatory body, allowed the limit as sanctioned by US or as approved by US. And in this scheme, total process is online. No paperworking is required. So this process only takes 4 to 5 days if anyone wants to join the scheme. Currently, we have already 200 participants already in our board and around 157-160 already active in our scheme. So around the due to this, we also reduce our later working days, and this is very much applicable by our distributor. And we have to projected that by FY25, total of about 60-70% of distributors is coming in this scheme.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you just briefly tell about the project Lakshya, whether, you know, what sort of the plan for the FY23 and 24 going forward? We understand that, you know, you have added 142 distributors last year. What is the latest status?
So currently we have, in totality, we have 174 distributors working under this project. We have added 32 distributors during the first quarter, and the numbers have been increasing. So we plan to complete Rajasthan, Karnataka. We have already completed Mumbai and the surrounding. We plan to complete Gujarat also. And in Maharashtra, the Vidarbha area, Nagpur, Gondia, Yavatmal, Amravati, those regions, the eastern part of Maharashtra, I would say, we have completed. We have taken up Northeast, Bihar, Odisha, Telangana, and Andhra Pradesh also for this particular year, for this particular fiscal. We'll try to complete as much as possible in these particular states and drive the results.
Okay, I mean, any you said about the Telangana and Andhra, right? I mean, where we are a bit, you know, having lower presence in south compared to others. So, any specific plan to have any market share in the southern area this year?
In the southern part of India, we have around 7-8% overall contribution coming in from South India. We are trying to increase the market share over there by through this particular project only. In Karnataka, we have seen a good growth in terms of revenue, and very soon we'll be rolling out to Tamil Nadu and Kerala also. So we are trying to cover the entire South India, all the 5 states, into this particular project so that we get more and more market share. And going ahead, we don't have a plan right now, but we might plan a separate advertisement in a local language, regional language for South India.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And sir, regarding the yarn prices, you know, have you seen any sort of cool-off in recent period? Or you understand that the millers are quite reluctant to raise the production. So are you getting yarns at lower prices?
Yeah, so we have started procuring yarn also. But the thing is that the market is so dynamic right now with respect to the raw material prices. There was a cool-off in the yarn prices to some extent. But again, the yarn prices increased in last 7-10 days. So not up to the whole extent, but yeah, they covered some part of the pull-up. So we really don't know where it's going to stop. And it all depends on the September rain also, the future cotton prices for the new crop. It really depends upon how the rain goes in the month of September and October.
Okay. And so in the active waves and the women segment, I believe some sort of, you know, manual fibers could be applied. So as in recent times, you know, some softening in the crude prices have seen. So are we seeing any sort of, let's say, benign pricing in those areas?
Yeah. So in terms of man-made fibers, which will be used in the active wear, we have not yet started the production or anything. We have not yet procured the material. We have just made the initial prototype samples, I would say. Once it passes the testing stage, then we'll go for the test fit and everything, and after that we'll go for the production. So the product ranges have been identified, like which are the product categories that will be coming out with. But the production has not yet started, so it would be hard to actually comment on that.
Okay. What is the revenue, overall revenue of, let's say, your winter wear to total? Can you just quantify?
Athleisure contributed around 14% to our total sales this particular quarter.
That is the winter products.
Sorry?
Winter products. I'm asking the winter products.
So winter product, the sale was zero actually, because the first quarter of winter product, the thermals does not sell.
No. Overall, I'm asking, sir. Last year, what was the sale? That was what I'm asking.
Somewhere around 9%.
9%. So this year, any sort of, because you have mentioned in the press release that you want to raise the, sales in the winter products. So is there any target, internally set for the growth in this product segment?
See, summer is based on your winter season. It's very, it is a seasonal product, and it really depends on how the weather goes. But we are very hopeful that this time the winters would be good, and let's hope for the best, and we are ready to take on any kind of a growth that comes in the way.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Have you set any sort of projection for the Project Lakshya for FY 2023, 2024, and 2025?
We really want to complete the major chunk by FY 2025. This year we want to add somewhere around 150-200 distributors into this particular process.
Okay, and next year?
Hello?
FY 2024?
Yeah. So it will depend upon the plan that we make around somewhere around November or December month, because we have still not planned it for the next year currently. Because what happened is that, as you know, that this particular project, what happens is, it's a huge process, like the mapping, enrollment, finding new distributors, asking, convincing old distributors to come on stage. So till now, whatever states we have taken up, we really want to complete that. And the newer states needs to be identified, where all we'll be implementing next. So, in this particular month, we have just started Haryana also. We have taken up Haryana also as one of the states, which we'll be rolling out, and most probably by the end of this fiscal, it will get completed. Sooner or later, pan-India basis, we have to roll out entire pan-India under this particular project, because we are seeing a good traction, good results in this particular project. Let's say in Rajasthan, like most of the, apart from the Jaipur district, the entire Rajasthan is rolled out. And we are seeing good traction out there. The secondaries have been really good. The distributors are happy. Now, new inquiries are coming out just through word of mouth. So there are some relatives of Rajasthan distributors staying in Gujarat or Maharashtra, and they are coming up to us and asking for the distributorship under this particular project. So all these feedbacks are really very encouraging, and by FY25 we have to complete a major chunk so that a major contribution of our sales comes from this particular project.
So gradually the distributor numbers will be ramping up rather than tapering down. Is it the understanding correct?
Yeah, we'll be ramping up the number of distributors under this particular project.
Let's say 142 for FY22 and 200 for FY23. Again, something like, you know, 250 or 300 for FY24, and gradually let's say close to 400 around 2025. So is it the kind of projection you are working on?
So by FY25, we really want to roll it out to somewhere around
600 to 700 distributors.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions in queue, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining this call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further inquiry or any kind of a question which we couldn't answer to you or you couldn't ask, kindly get in touch with us. And thank you once again, everyone. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.